Last July, the Pittsburgh Zoo sent 5 sand tiger sharps to a Florida marine park to mate. When they left, a northern elephant seal named Coolio was brought to Pittsburgh to take their place. This happens with zoos all the time. They trade and loan animals depending on their population's needs. The person overseeing this is Ken Kammer. He's the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium's curator of mammals. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley sat down with Kammer and began by asking what he likes most about his job.
One of the things that appealed to me in being a curator was that a curator manages a collection of animals, and they need to be knowledgeable in many different species. They need to work with many different people who have their own expertise. And you're working not only with animals that are in your collection, but also animals in the wild and people that are working to save them in the wild. So that's what attracted me to become a curator, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
Can you talk more about loaning and trading zoo animals?
Deciding on how many animals of a species to get, it depends on how big of a space you've got. What is the species' social organization? You know, do they just have like a family group? For example, our Siamang primates that we got for the islands, they live in a small family mated group. So you're just going to get a male and a female to start with, and then hopefully they will start their own family group. But for example, when we got our Visayan warty pigs for our islands group, they tend to live in a herd. So we got in 3 females at first, and we just got in a male from another zoo, and we've just introduced them. And of course, we're hoping to have babies. So they have 1 or 2 babies, each animal. So, you know, we started with 3, now we're up to 4. Who knows, this summer we may be up to, 6, 10, whatever.
Are there any developments at the zoo that you're looking forward to?
In May of 2017 will be our latest exhibit that we're calling Jungle Odyssey. And it winds through a trail that we go past. First exhibit is giant anteaters and capybaras. And there'll be a boardwalk that you can almost get into the exhibit with them. And from there is the ocelot. And it's actually a species near and dear to my heart because I've been working on conservation on ocelots for the last 25 years. And then right beside it, an exhibit for Fusa. The final exhibit, as we climb up the hill, will be pygmy hippo. And so that's going to be a neat animal that I've not worked with before. And the other, I guess the neat thing to add to this is that there's going to be a jungle zip line that goes through the middle of this. All of this will be part of the Jungle Odyssey, and we've got a number of things going on, but that's one of the things we're looking forward to.